Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rick Wilson. He is the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the Province of Vertigas. First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for inviting me in. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about today is the province recently opened up another, applications for their Community Support Fund, a way to help Indigenous women and girls and Two-Spirit Plus people. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's kind of happening as part of this?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting us talk to your listeners. This is a program that we started. It'll be our second round of it. It's a $4 million program to help various groups and Indigenous people with the where it starts around was our missing, murdered Indigenous women and girls and Two-Spirited people, and to develop some programs that we can get out to the communities and help in various ways. And lots of groups have stepped up. Last year it was overprescribed, and I'm expecting it to be happening again this year. So, if the group wants to go online to my website, Indigenous Relations, and look under grants, that grant will come up, and then you can get the application there. So it's really important for these groups to get out there. They haven't had a lot of financial help in the past, so we came up with this way of getting them out, some help out there so they can get some programs going.
And though you've had this program going for a couple years now, what are kind of some of the projects that this kind of you're looking to support as part of this?
Yeah, this is just our second year now. So the one we announced at the other day was at Spruce Grove. It's called the Sky Dancer Indigenous Cultural Center, and they call it the Mistimin Journey. So in Cree, Mistimin is horse, the horse journey. So they're working with Indigenous people and the Two-Spirited people there. Everything from they have healing circles, maybe some mentorship programs, peer support, and working with horses to help people come out of their trauma. There's a lot of trauma and pain out there, unfortunately, and I think that's a good way to help them come around is working with the horses. And so a great program there. We've got pretty much every part of the province has got some programs going. I think Lethbridge, City of Lethbridge, they work with some Indigenous organizations, and they created what they call the Safer Spaces for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirited people. They've also got an online safe reporting system for sexual violence. Northern, maybe up in your area, the Kitaskanal Tribal Council Education Authority in the Tikamig. They're supporting, they've got what they call a physical and virtual storefront for people that can sell items and have what they've learned to make as part of their cultural teachings. Working with knowledge keepers out in the Cold Lake area. We've got a group that's working with the Women's Economic Security by creating a drop-in space at the Cold Lake First Nations. What they're doing is helping women to increase their education and their employability. And then out even in the west, say Rocky Mountain House area, I think it's called the Mountain Rose Women's Shelter. They're providing culturally sensitive programming for their shelters and Indigenous clients to address violence and increase their safety. So it's just a way to help the communities, to give them some little extra funding to get some of their programming in place.
As you mentioned, certainly it's some of that money from last year did help some different groups in our region. Now, with this having this money in place to support these programs, how can this help with dealing with some of the barriers that are sometimes there for Indigenous women to try and be safe and whatnot?
Yeah, right off the start, when I first received the report for missing, murdered Indigenous women and girls, I knew this is something that I really wanted to get behind. Sorry, this always chokes me up, but I know a lot of people that have lost family members, and it's just so tragic that I thought we have to do something in the province to stop this. Unfortunately, Indigenous women are going murdered and missing like 7 times the rate of any other community, so it's very important that we work on this and make a difference out there. We set up, we went through the report, and I had a group of people working on the report and we put together one just specific for Alberta. And out of that, we set up what we call a premier's panel. So we've got Indigenous people from all over the province. We've got Cree people. We've got people from Southern Alberta, the Blackfoot. We've got Inuit. We've got Two-Spirited. And they work on this panel and come up with, this is one of the ideas they come up with. And they meet directly with the premier. That's why I call it a premier's panel. So they have access to the premier, and the premier is very supportive of it. And she's met with these people and worked with them. So I think we're making a really difference out there. I've even, all across Canada, we were asked to speak in Ottawa at the conference for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. And from what I could see, we're basically leading the country in the work that we're doing there. So I'm really happy with our team. I've got some great people that work in the department that helped me through this, and I can see we're starting to make a difference out there.
And with this community support fund, again, I know the applications just started the other day. How can people kind of go about in different groups and sort of take advantage of this?
Yeah, so like I said, if they go on to, the easiest, quickest way would be to go on to Indigenous Relations website. And then once you get in there, it's right away, you'll see different grants pop up, and the Community Support Fund grant will pop up there. And then you can read more about how to apply, and the application is actually online. And then you get it into our department, and then I've got a group of people that will go through them and vet the various applications that come in to make sure it's a good, strong application. And then we'll get the funding out there and then start the work going.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw it a little personal question to the politicians. Now, we've found it been a bit of a theme lately with about cooking, shall we say. A lot of people like to maybe bring out the barbecues or whatnot this time of year, have some different things they'd like to cook up. What about you? What's kind of the go-to meal that you like to cook in your house?
Well, I'm better at eating than cooking, but my specialty is breakfast stuff, so... I make a mean French toast. Like, I've got that down to a science. So I can I use my little special recipe there. You get to some milk and vanilla and mix it all up and get your eggs all mixed in there, a little bit of milk, and make sure you get some nice homemade bread and get it soaked up good, and then serve it maybe with some syrup and some strawberries and cream if you got it. And it's just tough to beat.
You're definitely making me hungry with that. Anyhow, Rick Wilson, the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a good one.